John Kerry, John Edwards, Howard Dean, and Dennis Kucinich have all staked out positions on tribal sovereignty, health care, education, and Indian gaming. And the National Congress of American Indians has launched a get-out-the-vote effort aimed at bringing 1 million Native voters to the polls in November. In Wisconsin, that effort targets an estimated 13,000 tribal voters, many of them living on reservations in northern Wisconsin. Gwen Carr chairs the Wisconsin Democratic American Indian Caucus. She says the best way for candidates to win those votes is to recruit tribal members to work on their campaigns.
Most important thing that we ask them is, who that is an American Indian is working specifically with your campaign in our communities? They tell you that they're going to do something for you, but they actually don't include you in their campaign, in their staff, in their strategies. Then how can you believe that to be so?
Some of the candidates have signed up support from prominent national Native leaders. Howard Dean got an early endorsement from Cherokee leader Wilma Mankiller. Ojibwe leader Winona LaDuc, who was Ralph Nader's running mate in 2000, has endorsed Dennis Kucinich. And John Kerry has the endorsement of the former director of Native American Affairs for Bill Clinton, Cherokee leader Mary Smith. But endorsements may not be as important as the personal connection candidates make with Native voters. Paul DeMaine is the editor of the Wisconsin-based News from Indian Country. He says there's no clear favorite for Native voters, but he says John Kerry's status as a Vietnam veteran will carry a lot of weight.
But I think that with Kerry having the kind of momentum, I think we will see some of those Native veterans. We have a high percentage of veterans in the Indian community, and I think that's going to be important to them.
More Native Americans have served in the military per capita than any other ethnic group. DeMaine says another issue that will carry weight with Native voters is a candidate's strong commitment to respecting the sovereign status of tribal nations. Sovereignty is closely linked to the right of tribes to operate casinos, and tribal casino dollars are a potential source of campaign contributions. Thus far, tribal casino money in Wisconsin has not played a direct role in any of the candidates' campaigns for this Tuesday's primary. But Jay Heck of Common Cause predicts Wisconsin tribes will fund TV ads supporting or attacking candidates come November.
That's the outlet now for outside groups rather than just giving to the national political parties. And I would expect that that Wisconsin tribes would be engaged in this process.
The three wealthiest tribes in the state contributed $700,000 to the Democratic National Committee in the 2002 race for governor. While casino dollars may play a role in this fall's election, getting tribal voters out to the polls will also be crucial, especially if this year's election is as close as the one in 2000. Democrat Al Gore won Wisconsin by a slim margin of 5,000 votes 4 years ago. If just half the 13,000 Native voters in the state turn out to vote this year, they could play a decisive role. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.